a tall can from Mart Liquor after taking photographs of me, flipping shit off, and now I'm waiting on Omar from ARM. I hope you come soon, because Pomona really sucks, man. Fucking farmland and train tracks, as far as my eye can see. I wonder what the kids do here for fun. Probably get really drunk and have meaningless sex. What a bunch of fucking idiots. Yeah, I know. I have grown into my father. We both drink and we both like vodka. The cheaper the better. But there's a difference, you see. He drinks so he can pass out all fucked up on liquor, because he can't handle life, so he paralyzes his mind, won't pop off. It's a beautiful life for you, but not for him. Me? I drink because it enhances my life. I like to drink cheap liquor because I'm broke. So go get fucked if you don't understand, huh? Just because I can't afford Grey Goose, Vox, or fucking Belvedere or whatever, that shit don't make me weak, huh? Don't believe your money makes you who you are, because if you do, I'd probably call you a fucking moron. You take Prozac, Ritalin, and Vicodin. So don't look down at me and say I'm a bitch, because I tweak. Nod off and smoke rock. We're the same, you and me. The problem is that you're just an idiot with a closed mind, and you probably can't relate to anyone except people that are similar to yourself. In fact, I'll bet a dub sack or 20 bucks that I wouldn't get laid half the time without liquid courage. What do you think women go to clubs all dolled up? Halter tops and miniskirts, throwing themselves at men with Armani shirts and Beamers? You know the men I'm talking about, the ones with no real games, they throw their money around impressing women with it. I don't need no fucking money. Go ahead and ask some sugar mama. They attempt to take care of me, and in return, I make sure I handle that ass and make sure they're satisfied. Now I know, you're probably gonna call me a whore, a prostitute, or an escort, or a gigolo, or whatever. I call it pimpin', and I'm good at it, especially when I'm faded. In fact, more than half of my art is done when I'm intoxicated. Because of my drug use, I go to places that are unknown and see things that people like you don't see, but dream about and wonder. That's why young, rich, white women dig my style. They don't care about what I do or how I live my life. Because they see me as a rebel, an outcast, an outsider, an outlaw, a punk rocker, whatever. I can take them to a world that they only read about newspapers and see on CNN. I respect them and make them feel beautiful. And this is why they shower me with money, because they have plenty of it. What they don't have is a good dick and a man that won't trip, become obsessed, fall in love, or worship the ground they walk on. I can relate to their level and speak to them about political theories and philosophy. I do it all the time while puffing in the ghetto with gangsters and thugs, who are 10 times more anarchistic than all those kids at work and shop at Hot Topic. Now I know you'll say bullshit and deny, convincing yourself of a false reality, reinstating your walls, divisions, and boundaries, blocking your heart from the world, hiding your true feelings and thoughts from loved ones and yourself, your friends, and especially lying to your heart. But I am real, and this is truth. You just don't believe, which is why I succeed. So I say, don't hate the player. Hate the game. Fuck it, man. I could never like a girl or take interest because life is shit. My mother abandoned me. Every girlfriend I've held close to my heart throws me like garbage, like a dirty cum rag you toss if you bust a nut. I can never be honest or open. I can't write a poem for a girl. Well, I could, but if I did, I'd get stabbed, either in the heart or the back. It's almost as if I'm stabbing myself or putting a gun to my head and blasting a bolt through my brain. Why must I play games? Why must I relate to the 2 or 3 day rule? And why is this world so fucking lame, man? So I say, fuck this world. It's almost as if we're a parasitic organism or an infectious disease that thrives on hatred, lust, and destruction. So someone come and get it over with. Someone come and kill me. I'm too much of a coward to do it myself. Suicide by cop is what I really want. Being taken out in a hail of bullets is a hell of a way to go. Now, I don't speak this out of weakness or depression, and I'm not crazy or insane. I just look at reality and know that death is inescapable. So I wish I was dead. At least then I could rest in eternal sleep and darkness. Why stay alive when no one ever truly loved me for me? She invited me into her bed, not for intimacy, but for conversation. We laid by the low light and discussed poets, philosophy, and art. Her green eyes reminded me of the rising dawn that morning, a sun on a new horizon, the beginning of something enlightening and wonderful. Is she this sweet and tasty? I asked myself this as we kissed for the first time. She told me that I heal her, and my embracing and gentle touch took her pain away. I'll never forget that night. It was one of the best nights I've had in a long time. And I wish more people would make love in their minds. I was so glad that she called me that night. So glad she trusted me, took me into her bed, and let me hold her through the night. It was nice. I really don't get nice that often. Mostly I just get women. Or selfish girls. They love to stomp on my heart when I show it to them. I hope we get a chance to make something nice together. I guess I'll have to wait and see. Hopefully she doesn't get scared. I'm an extreme guy, you know. I get abandoned all the time because people are so afraid to fall in love with me. And I hope this doesn't happen again. But I probably will. It always does. But at least I'll always have that night. We will always have that night. The night we had coffee, went to a poetry reading. Once there, I met an interesting man with some interesting ideas and theories. His name was Dave Ray. And he's a poet, and he knew it. He read a piece from his book about horrors, and I laughed hysterically and wondered why some people left as he read. Maybe they were offended. Maybe they were closed-minded. Maybe they didn't understand or relate to people like us. He kind of reminded me of Bukowski on crack. And I was so glad that he liked Jägermeister, too. I fucking love that shit. You know? Man, it's so interesting what you'll find in nowhereville towns, like discovering buried treasure. Bart's books. Kind of reminded me of Muddy Waters, rad place in Stickville, Santa Barbara. In my opinion, one of the last sacred places to be yourself and be loved for what's in your heart, not what's in your wallet. I realize now how dumb and uninformed I am, how uneducated I still am, and how much I still have to learn. Yes, I am of intellect. Yes, I am wise. Some say beyond my years, but I'm not too sure of that. And yes, I believe in my abilities. I am confident, and realize thus far what skills I possess, and I use these skills to acquire what I need. Some say I'm cocky, that's fine. But I believe that there's one true fact and one true idea. That is one day you're born, and one day you die. In my mind, everything else is opinion and theory, and bullshit. Well, at least according to me. And they say that everyone's entitled to their opinion, right? I'm sure you heard about assholes and opinions are similar, and that's why everyone has one. So I'm entitled to my opinion just as much as you are, just as much as they are, and just as much as we are. So challenge my opinions and threaten my theories. Put them to the test. Try them on for size. Because I always love a challenge and a debate. But be warned, I will not back down. Well, at least most of the time. I do try to keep up a mind, so talk to me. Let's challenge each other's ideas and strengthen each other. Strength beyond strength, unity and equality through conversation, and above all, positivity over negativity. Negativity over positivity. Living in Los Angeles can be dangerous. The majority of people here are young, dumb, full of cum, and ready to strike in an instant and beat you or blast a cap just to be heard and get a good rep. Notorious and full of street cred. Almost makes me want to buy a 9 or a 45, or maybe even a nice double-edged blade. But I digress. If I owned guns or knives, I'd pull them out and kill you. I don't pull weapons to be tough, I don't write this to be hard. I actually prefer nonviolent pacification. But then again, I'm a realist. which is why I prefer to carry a huge can of mace, a clasped baton, and a spike bracelet. So if I can't afford to fight and get back into a corner, I can spray your stupid ass down, burn out your retinas, and proceed to beat you, breaking your arms, legs, and jaw. And this includes groups of Norteños, Bloods, Crips, gangbangers, who gives a fuck. Then I might even rob you to prove who's a real idiot and who the bitch is. So beware, degenerate LA, with no sense of honor or respect. If you step to me, I'll put you down and take your bitch pussy ass out. Oi.